Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, we've assigned as homework watching the television series Survivors, SU Survivors. And that television series was produced by BBC in 1975, and it is available on the internet. Gwyneth Isaac sent me a link, and she said that, yep, she's downloaded it, and she and her son are going to be watching it. Mrs. Fennelli and I have been watching it, starting again last night. I suggest you watch it. It is the coronavirus. They don't call it that. But it's what happens to people and their reactions and what they do and how it affects their lives. And so if you want to see what BBC is or has said the rollout of a pandemic would be like, you might want to watch that, Survivors. And we talked about bearings. The MTA, the Metropolitan Transit Authority in New York City, is cleaning their trains and equipment. So there's more than 51,000 MTA employees who are working on trying to prevent the spread of the virus by cleaning, disinfecting touch points, T-O-U-C-H-P-O-I-N-T-S, touch points, and disinfecting subway cars every 72 hours. So the workers are using bleach, common bleach, to scrub down all 472 stations. That's 6,700 subway cars and 5,700 buses. Their goal is to sanitize anything that a commuter might touch. Now, that's a lofty goal. It's actually impossible, yeah. Impossible to achieve. But what the mayor of New York is not ruling out shutting down mass transit in New York City. Yeah. Now think about that.
Yeah, amazing.
Now, if
let's not forget also, Vincent, this is the Mayor de Blasio that said, "We own your bodies. We can give you vaccine. We can put anything we want in your bodies." Don't forget that.
Uh-huh.
Who Bill de Blasio is. Mm-hmm. When he talks about these vaccines and maybe mandatory vaccines or the yearly vaccine on this, don't count that out. This is a guy that definitely would be for mandatory vaccines. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, and what's after mandatory vaccines? Would that be mandatory sterilization?
Well, you know, if we give them that kind of control, we don't push back. We've lost it. They own us. We are dependents. Government is the slave owner. We're the slaves.
There's a silver lining in this dark cloud. And I was thinking about this morning. Radio is probably going to be on the uptick as a result of the corona panic. And the reason I say that is, as more and more Uber drivers and taxi drivers say no, as more and more restaurant operators say no, as more and more people who come in contact with consumers say they don't want to go to work and touch things that other people have touched, more and more people are going to be home.
Yeah.
And they're going to be looking for information. And so I think there'll be an uptick in radio and, of course, television and Netflix and, you know, in the other forms of entertainment. But I can see that happening. But I can see that casino traffic, although it's not down now because the GDP at the casinos are still there. They haven't figured out that there's a risk at all. They haven't figured that out.
Care. Those are the kind of people that take risk anyway. I mean, they're gambling money. Most of them don't have money to spend and waste, and those are the gambling types that really don't care about anything. I mean, there's the smokers, they're the excessive drinkers, excessive gambling. They're the addicted to the gambling scene. You know, one thing, Vincent, that I've learned in my years of medicine, and it didn't come automatically. It's something that I had to learn. It was something definitely a learned habit, is that don't panic. And I learned that in ICU. Don't panic. If you panic, you don't think rationally and you don't make the right choices and you make poor decisions. And I learned that when working on open heart patients, when they come fresh out of the OR, they came in, it would be my patient. And if it wasn't my patient, it was somebody else's patient. We act as a team. It's very similar when an open heart comes into the ICU, rolling down the highway, it rolls into the room. We have a team of people. We all step in. We know our part. Kind of like a NASCAR pit crew. Everybody knows what to do to get it set up on the monitor, the drains, everything all connected to suction, this and that, and the ventilator, hooked to the ventilator. Everything works out perfect. And you have to learn that. And I learned that. And I'm very, very thankful that I learned that skill set of do not panic, because if you panic or you're fearful, you make poor decisions, poor choices, and that's what my career has taught me, to be able to look at it and quickly, with my experience now, figure it out pretty fast before it ends up becoming a serious problem. So, and I look at this virus the same way. I look at it, look at the big picture, look at the numbers. You know, there's three kinds of lies we've been told in our whole lives here. There's lies, there's damn lies, and there's statistics. And how many times have we been lied to about the statistics? Oh, my gosh. The higher the number, the more alarm, the more fear, and the more that somebody has with the objective of controlling you for a purpose. So we got to start using some common sense, some critical thinking skills, and to decipher the truth from the fallacy. And I got to say, that's probably one of the best courses I ever had in college was logic. Deciphering truth from fallacy. And much of our mainstream media, Vincent, you have to agree, is fallacy, fake news, fear news. That's all it is.
Yeah, and doublespeak.
Yes, and doublespeak. And like I say, did you pick up on that, having Dr. Oz as an expert? How many people didn't know that Dr. Oz is a cardiothoracic surgeon? Really, where's the infectious disease guy? I would want the best in their specialty to be talking about something that is in their field. Like I said, I wouldn't have a plumber come in my house and tell me he's going to rewire my house. He's going to do all my electrical work in my house. He's a plumber. You would have the appropriate person to do the job, and having Dr. Oz out there. But see, Dr. Oz has that pull, that weight of authority, but people need to question, wait a minute here, are you really authorized and really have the expertise to be talking about something? You're a cardiothoracic surgeon. You're not an infectious disease doctor. And that's what these mainstream media people like. They'll pawn off somebody who is an expert who is not an expert. They're paid consultants. They're mouthpieces for the mainstream media and the objective. That's all they are.
No, when you say that, you think about politicians. Now, what particular educational requirements do we have for politicians to make laws? None, right?
None.
We don't. None. Okay. These are people who get by on their smileability and their likability, but not necessarily on their experience, their knowledge, their intelligence. I know a guy who was elected to a state government, the second highest level, and he voted for food to alcohol, meaning corn to ethanol. And I was with him in my truck one day, and I said, You voted for that? You voted to grow corn, to make alcohol, to put alcohol in the fuel, to destroy automobiles, carburetors, fuel injection systems. You voted for that? Did you ever take a science class?
No. Yeah, I know. And those are the people that actually do the legislation, and there are representatives who are doing far more damage than they are doing good in their administrations. It's quite amazing. I in my whole career here, I tell you, you find people all the time. You and I talk about this, going into a store and finding people who are not educated in their position, their job. They're just simply people in place. They're not in their own, their environment. I was at Home Depot, actually Lowe's, the other day, and I asked a young guy this. I'm putting up I put up that FM antenna, a directional antenna element, and I wanted to put a guide wire to the house to keep it from the storms. We have high winds out here, and not to get a whole lot of rocking motion. So I decided to hook it to the house, but to a turnbuckle. And I said to a guy, where am I going to find a turnbuckle? He didn't have a clue what a turnbuckle was. I find people all the time in areas where they're working, and they don't know their tools. They don't know this. They don't know that. We have a whole line of people here that just are just filling the void, the space, and somebody has never taken the time to teach them, and their parents evidently never taught them anything. Their fathers never did. But I'm finding so many people that are just, I mean, if you listen to one person, you're going to make a mistake. You got to find several people, and you have to ask them, or you're going to make some bad mistakes. And it's amazing out there. There's just a whole generation of kids that really don't know anything. They know how to text. They know how to do all that little stuff with their little phones and play the games. But just a generation of kids with really no talents, no life skills. They're missing the life skills, no doubt about it.
I've encountered some of those types you're talking about at Home Depot, and I've said, well, I've got your name. It's right there on your smock, and you've given me the wrong answer twice now. I'm from corporate headquarters.
When you said that, did you start to smell something? Did you smell something?
I'll tell you what it smelled like. It smelled like a
bathroom run right away.
Oh, it smelled like a nursing home. That's what it smelled like. In New York City, there is a plan. Actually, they're working on it right now for a severe pandemic, and this plan calls for Rikers Island inmates to dig up mass graves, to bury up to 51,000 new bodies as coronavirus cases increase. That's what's happening in New York City right now.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Well, that's what they're doing.
Well, I know. I'm just saying they're doing it, but that's also giving the message that they expect a lot more, and you're only looking at 22 deaths right now. You see how ridiculous that number is? It doesn't make sense, but people are not using their brains here. They're not thinking this through.
Well, what about this? What about the way we call casualties during, like Vietnam and Afghanistan and Iraq? You know, well, the guy didn't die in conflict. He died by a Humvee accident.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Steve Elkins is with us. He broadcasts on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. And the broadcast is called Off the Beaten Path. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Steve Elkins.
But you brought up a quick statement about politicians where they, you know, for education. When I first started college, private school, our professor said, I have to teach you and the attorneys to be as specific as possible. I have to teach the politician majors to lie.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Wow. And that was sad. But I do have a question. I just got out. I already been out to the store this morning, and they were taking pictures of all the empty shelves, which is hilarious to me. If people would just practice what they should have been practicing a long time ago, I think they would have been a lot safer.
True.
But with this getting carried away like something in New York, my opinion is, this situation would be overwhelming for the medical staff, so therefore, say if somebody were to come in, or if we lack a medicine or blood pressure medicine, somebody, or heart medication, now that's going to cause them to have more complications.
Sure.
And that's why I'm worried. And the only other thing I'm really worried about is the way that people live out west. And I've been worried about that for a while.
Out west as in California?
Yeah, I don't understand how people can walk around and just walk around the human mounds all over the place and the needles and...
Well, that's why I left the state. I lived in California for 9 years. The goal was to 10 years. Sold at the right time, got the heck out of there, and I just saw the writing on the wall. I'd fought the town council of Santa Rosa, and when they finally decided Santa Rosa would become a sanctuary city, and soon after, Governor, at the time it was Moonbeam Brown, decided the entire state would be a sanctuary state, and I said to my wife, let's get the house ready for sale, and we're getting out of the state. And they are in dire, they are in some serious economic hardships, and it's going to get worse, and you're right. The filth in the streets, San Francisco, even before this whole coronavirus thing, I can imagine right now that Chinatown in San Francisco and Little Japan in San Francisco is probably a ghost town right now, because this coronavirus is being blamed on the Asians. And I bet you right now, I'd love to go just take a picture of what that downtown Chinatown, I bet it's a ghost town. I bet it's a ghost town down there. This is killing them. Before that, they had the problem with the defecating in the street and the urinating in the street, all the homeless people, even when they gave them porta potties and stuff like that. That was killing tourism. Then, of course, the conferences, that San Francisco is always booked for conferences for every company, it seems like, big convention center. And that eyesight of seeing all that filth in the streets, and they have no clue of how to fix it, is, you know, sending companies saying that I'm not going to use San Francisco for a convention this year. We're going to go somewhere else. They are in serious, serious economic trouble. And, well, they brought it on themselves with poor, poor choices, poor representation. And I'm just glad I got out of, I got out alive. Be honest, I got out.
David, sorry.
When you were at the store or the stores out in Illinois looking around, did you find that certain shelves were empty or not?
No peroxide, no alcohol, no hand soap, no Clorox wipes. I seen people walking around with carts of toilet paper. I just went there. My wife has to have a medical procedure in 2 days, so she wants to take that time while she's here, just afterwards, to learn to bake some other things. So I got her the other things to bake. We already have our, we've supplied up for us. I'm not wasting my money on those masks, things.
Good.
I do have respirator masks, but that's not why I purchased them. I purchased them because my, information was about the toxic waste coming around my house in the evenings during the night, and if there was a spill, we wouldn't be able to get anywhere. That's what I had to prepare for. It'll work for this, but I'm not worried about this. I'm not wasting my money. Those masks are worthless.
They are.
Did you, David, did you find that powdered milk is in short supply?
I haven't been able to get any. We have already powdered cans of powdered milk. I was going to get some more, but they don't have any.
Yep.
Just to be on the safe side.
Did you want to hold Dave?
I just wanted to ask just a minute.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks appear to be rebounding on Wall Street in early trading a day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average logged its worst day since 2008, in part because of coronavirus concerns. President Trump today meeting with Republican senators, pushing for a payroll tax cut that he says would help hourly workers impacted by the coronavirus. He says he wants workers to be in a position so as not to have to miss a paycheck, and that businesses shouldn't be penalized for the virus's impact. Officials say President Trump was exposed to a couple of members of Congress who were exposed to someone who had the virus, but the president's not planning on getting tested for it. The Surgeon General says,
the president's got the best doctors in the world, and they are going to talk to him about his risk and about the circumstances that he's putting himself around.
General Jerome Adams speaking on ABC's Good Morning America, and this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Steve Elkins is with us. Broadcaster on RepublicBroadcasting.org. 7 to 9 p.m. on Sundays, off of the beaten path. And David's with us. David, you had some other thoughts?
Yeah, I just was wanting to clarify with Steve, since he was from basically California and the West Coast, So a situation like this that's happening, say if the harsher strain gets out, and then you have people walking around with feces, sharing needles everywhere.
Yep.
There's so many people all the way up and down there. How are they going to contain that?
They won't. That's an excellent point, David. Excellent point. They won't be able to. You'll have a whole class of homeless that will be your vectors. They will be the infected ones to continue to spread it about because they're wandering everywhere. And they're using public facilities. That is the class that will keep this thing alive and keep it going for at least a while until it kind of peters out. You made a good point. Excellent point. You can't contain that. You'd actually have to contain these people, and that's not going to happen. Have like an internment center here, like you did with the Japanese, and you would have to actually surround the area and bring them all in, and of course that's not going to happen.
And my other concern is if you have the politicians the way they believe they want to run the show, and if they want to change the election, I don't think, in my opinion, they would even try to stop them from fleeing out to the rest of the country just to cause a situation of this. Of that magnitude. That's just
something new that came out today, and I didn't consider that, but understanding how the Democrats despise Donald Trump and they really want him out, they can't beat him on policy. Not that I agree with everything he's ever done right now, but you got Bernie Sanders, a total socialist, who wants to give it all for free, but he can't pay for it. And then you have kind of Crazy Joe there. He just doesn't make any sense at all. He's showing signs of dementia, I think. They can't beat him on policy, so we got to get him out somehow. There could be one of the objectives added on to is some way now to remove him through this coronavirus. Now, if you heard the commercial prior to coming back on, they were talking about, he was shaking hands with people who have been in association with somebody who was positive. So they're trying to draw that association that maybe your president might be positive for the coronavirus. There's no stone being left unturned with the Democrats right now. Never let a good crisis go to waste. And where they failed with the Mueller report and everything else, they are trying very hard to find another way to remove Donald Trump. And this may be also playing their plans, one of the objectives I didn't mention, but this may be one of the objectives also, aside of the reset for the economy.
Mm. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I'll let you guys go. Appreciate it.
David, thank you for calling in.
All right.
Bye. This is David in Illinois. Steve, the market, according to the news at the bottom of the hour that we just heard about 8 minutes ago or so, said that the stocks appeared to be rebounding.
Where are we at now?
We're down 135 points from yesterday.
That's not bad from 500 or something. I just checked on the Baltic Dry Index, and it lost 1 point. It's now 616 from 617.
No,
again, the number doesn't reflect of manufacturing. It shouldn't be going up at all. It should be rock bottom right now. And the lowest we've ever seen the Baltic Dry Index is 290 back in, 2016, and the height. Mm-hmm. Height of the Baltic Dry Index back in 1987 was 11,793. Can you imagine that? And now we're at 616.
All right. So
is that a mind blower or what?
Yeah. And what I was saying is the news said that the stocks appeared to be rebounding. That's exactly not the case.
No.
It's the opposite.
Okay. Right.
So the market had almost an 1,100-point swing today.
Right.
And now it's down 116 points from yesterday.
Right.
So although the plunge protection team is active and they're scratching their heads trying to figure out how they can turn this around, they tried.
Right.
I've been watching this all during the broadcast from time to time, and it's a slope that is just not quite straight down, but darn close.
You know, and another theory I came up with a while back is you've noticed all the mainstream media talking heads here. Have you noticed how many pretty girls they've hired, Vincent? Have you ever noticed? I swear they must stand outside of a modeling agency and hire the pretty women and say, can you read a teleprompter? Okay, you'll do. But I've always had this theory of if you're going to sell a lie, sell it with a beautiful face, a pretty face. My God, You have to say to yourself, would a pretty woman ever lie to you? I mean, they say it with a straight face. And this Dana Perino from Fox News, I mean, talking about the coronavirus, it's the end of all the world here. Terrible, terrible. This is terrible. And then breaks away and talks about if Tom Brady is going to leave the New England Patriots because that's really important stuff here. I mean, they sell you, sex sells, we know that. But this pretty face couldn't possibly be telling me a lie on the coronavirus here. Or they're hyping it up. And like I said, billions to be lost and billions to be made using fear. People just use some common sense, use some critical thinking. Think about this for a little bit. Look at the numbers. Don't panic. Practice health, safe, healthy living lifestyle, and you'll be much better off. Don't succumb. Do not roll your sleeve up for a vaccine, because they're going to do it every year. I expect a vaccine every year on this one, too, now. You watch.
I was on the air with Bob Chapman years ago, and we were talking about my term for them is the bald-headed shills. That would be those financial programs that would tell you what stocks to buy and how to lose money faster. I looked up this morning during one of the breaks, Jim Cramer, fraud, because there was a YouTube video where he talked about how he did it,
yeah.
And he was proud of it. And so, yeah, bald-headed shills. But Bob Chapman said something very interesting, which ties with what you just said. And he said that he mentioned one of those pretty girls with the short skirts that sat on the stools on those television financial advice programs. And he said she was a hat check girl, meaning she was, you know, she checked hats and coats at clubs and restaurants before she became a TV expert.
Right.
Yeah.
Amazing. Isn't that funny?
It is amazing.
Yeah, it really is. These people that are pawning themselves off as being journalists, and they're not journalists at all. They're just very good teleprompter readers, and they're very attractive, very pretty. To sell the lie. You know, something else I didn't mention here when I was talking about lies, three different kinds of lies. I didn't add one. I need to add one. You got lies, you got damn lies, and you got statistics, and then you have lies of omission, which is just leaving out the important stuff that you should know. You'll leave it out, and you'll leave reference to that it actually is worse than it really is. You mentioned how government spins a story here. Now, let's go back to when Pat Tillman was killed. Okay, you know, he was a hero, and he was killed by the enemy combatant. And when the truth finally came out, they found out he was killed by his own troops as a friendly fire, which is another one of those oxymoron words you're talking about, friendly fire. Kills their own troop, executes him. Pat Tillman, taken out. Jessica Lynch, another one. The story drummed up. The rescue in the hospital. It was all tipped off, choreographed. It was videotaped, everything. To make it seem heroic, this and this. And thank God she spilled the beans on it, the whole thing. It was just a hyped-up government propaganda of heroism. It's amazing. I mean, like I said, the government, they lie so often, and we really need to look at everything very critical, very close, and say, does it all add up? Does it all add up? Are we looking at truth here, or are we looking at somebody's objective, somebody's agenda? Are we looking at a flat-out fallacy?
Violation of campaign promises, flagrant violation, out-and-out lying, to the to those who selected you to represent us. That should be treated as a criminal offense with prosecution.
Yeah.
Paul in New Jersey, welcome. You're on with Steve Elkins.
Hello, gentlemen. Listen, we have to be honest about who is to be held accountable for the introduction of the coronavirus into the United States. The fact of the matter is, the President of the United States is vested with the authority to quarantine through the executive branch, through HHS and the CDC.
Yep.
And all of those people were appointed by Donald Trump. Likewise, we have to be honest. We might be Trump supporters, but we have to put the blame where it belongs. Back in January, I'm sure there were meetings, and he had presidential daily briefings, or let's hope he did, with information provided by our intelligence agency, and that would be the Central Intelligence Agency headed by the appointee that Donald Trump put into position there, Gina Haspel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And back in, and back in January, you know they were watching, and if they weren't watching, that makes them derelict, but they were watching what was going on in Wuhan virus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they saw the same videos that I was watching on the Internet.
Right.
Of the draconian response that the Chinese health officials put into effect in Wuhan, and the measures they were taking, and it would and at that point it was up to Donald Trump to declare an immediate air quarantine and that all flights would be stopped.
Agree.
From China.
And it didn't happen, Paul. And that's what I said from the very beginning. It didn't happen. I would have stopped those flights from coming in. If they did land on the ground, I would refuel them and send them back to China. Nobody coming in from an infected country would land on U.S. soil. They'd be turned around. Those people would never disembark off the airline. That's why I knew the scam. You see, this scam has to happen because they need an excuse to tank Wall Street, to bring it back to normal Wall Street. It's been over-evaluated for a long time now. Quantitative easing, plunge protection, they got to bring it down. They need an excuse. They had to allow this to happen.
Well, I don't
he
see
stop,
why
he didn't
you...
stop it. He didn't want to stop it. He needed the excuse. He's got the excuse now. Nobody's going to blame him for this. They're going to blame China, Wuhan, China. They're going to blame them 100% for this. And Wall Street is going to go back up again. There are people buying it. Like I said, billions are being lost. Billions are being made right now from driving down this market. People buying it, the stock's so cheap. Now massage it, get it back up again. They're going to start this whole cabal over again. The same process, start all over again. And 10 years from now, it'll all happen again. Something else to drive it down again, to bring back more money to these power-grabbing people.
Well,
Paul, do you want to stay with us?
Yeah.
Do you want to stay with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. We'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The Economic House, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says that the coronavirus is contained and that Americans should stay at work. I can't believe it. That's what he says. Paul, what are your thoughts about the coronavirus?
It's obviously way, way too late. The decision for this was in January. It was up to the President of the United States, and he decided that the stock market price, the value of the stock market, was more important than stopping international flights. And now, when you watch the stock market, this is a vote of no confidence in the president and that decision he made, and that he's going to be suffering the political repercussions of this. The Democrats, of course, being naive and foolish, didn't position themselves back in February to be highly critical and vociferous in their critique of Donald Trump back then, so they could have it on the books that they were for quarantining the country, or at least keeping flights away. And so, ultimately, he is going to pay for this.
Well, it's kind of a double-edged sword on this one. You're right. He should have taken precaution, but again, he needed this. You're right. He worried more about Wall Street bringing down the numbers to restart the economy versus the people themselves. And the Democrats, if they can get those numbers up higher And we're only looking at 22 deaths right now for the entire country, which is, what, 307, 308 million people. If they can get this thing up much, much higher, they'll use it to their benefit. Like I said, never let a good crisis go to waste. They'll use it against Donald Trump saying, well, you risked, you played Russian roulette with this. You should have done better. You should have known. You should have stopped this and this. And now this thing's out of control, and you're responsible for it. I mean, they're not done yet. I mean, they failed on every attempt to take down Donald Trump, and I'm not batting for the guy because I don't like him personally. I don't like Donald Trump. I'll give him credit where he's due, and I'll certainly point out where he's making mistakes. But if he seriously wanted to stop this in his tracks, he would have prevented all those planes from coming in from the infected areas, turned them around, refueled the plane, and head them back in the direction where they came from. And he didn't do that. You said that Wall Street was more important. You're absolutely correct. A wise comment. Wall Street was much more important.
And the last note before I go is just that, you know, with 700 confirmed cases now in the United States and 22 deaths, that seems like it's somewhere about 3.5%. All right. And that's a huge number of, if it becomes that, you know, half the country's infected, that's 150 million, and it's 3.5%. Right,
so
you're talking about at least 1.5 million people dead.
Paul, well, now you keep saying dead. I mean, you're calling crisis dead already. These people are already dead. Just because you get it doesn't mean you're going to die. We know there's two different strains.
You're counting out, Paul.
You're counting out the regular flu itself.
I know, but the normal flu is 70,000 dead typically in a year.
We're getting skewed numbers here because Donald Trump told us between 36,000 and 69,000 deaths per year. I mean, they can't even get the number right.
Right, but
so you're getting maybe some flu deaths that are going to be thrown on the stack of a coronavirus death, which is not correct.
Yeah, but I'm just saying at the existing rate, like even like what's happening in Italy now, and if you look at the early numbers, it seems as though that people who contact the disease, the mortality rate, and that includes the elderly, of course, we're not separating them, is still about 3%. And that's what I'm saying. This is no normal flu.
This is no normal flu. 3%.
I understand 3% of 300 million.
You've got greater odds getting in your car. You got greater odds getting in your car driving to point B and getting killed in a car accident.
Unless you're elderly, and that's my point. And
I mentioned that elderly and comorbidities, those people are more vulnerable. But they're vulnerable just as much to the COVID-19 as they are the regular flu.
No, that's not true. That's my point. If you go by the existing numbers,
you're going by existing government numbers, Paul.
There's 700
dead. You're buying into numbers. You're buying into government lies again on numbers.
And, listen, they're saying right now, this goes to Italy, too. All these different countries have a similar, like,
you
if you look
threw,
at the...
You just threw
the,
700 people now infected, and I have yesterday's, unless it went up 201 in the last 24 hours, I got 564, and it just came to me yesterday before I did my broadcast on John's show.
Yeah, well,
the numbers?
Let me just explain one more time, though. 700 people, 22 dead. That's about 3%. And this is similar to like what's happening in Italy. 3%. 3% of half of the American population becomes infected, expect 1.5 million dead. That's not a normal flu.
Well, where was that article I pulled that said 15 million dead?
Well, that's way more than
you see what I'm saying? The numbers that get
gentlemen,
you fearful to comply, Paul. Don't fall for it. Gentlemen,
both of those numbers are out there in stores. They really are. I've seen them both, including the 15 million. Paul, very quickly, what is your greatest fear about the coronavirus? Is it supply chain? Is it death? What is it?
No, it's the death of the old people I know. I'd like to have them around for a few more years. I like these people. That's what it is.
Well,
thank you.
Not only that, but they are the knowledge base that the millennials are lacking.
Yeah.
Agreed. Paul, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don't be a stranger. Steve, thank you for calling in.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.